It has arrived at that time of the day. Isn't this exciting?
I really would have thought you boys would have looked at this
actually,
on the weekend.
Merrick, you're not allowed to open the envelope yet. First, we have to just have a discussion about the fact that Sophie has, she has posed for Playboy and as her two older brothers.
I'm so nervous to show you.
You are
I haven't
anxious,
seen.
Aren't you?
I am really nervous because it's like a weird dream. You know when like you dream and you're going to school and you look down and you forgot your clothes? Have you had those dreams?
Yeah.
Where you're out at work and you go, oh, my clothes. But then you go, it's a dream. Okay, imagine that, but it's not a dream. And for
so
hours
why,
and hours and 3 days of shooting.
Why did you choose to pose for Playboy? Because I know that not long ago you actually swore that you would never pose for Playboy.
Never, ever. And then I got
and then they offered you the cash and you were, you get paid.
Do you know it wasn't? It was just bonus. It was awesome cash. Is because I was looking back at stuff that I passed on at 20 and younger and I'll regret it. So I was like, I bet you when I'm 60, I'm going to sit there with saggy boobs and go, why didn't I shoot it? Isn't that a good enough point?
It's a great point. I agree.
I bet I would. Well, I'd be like, and then at least I can go as I'm fat on the couch eating chips, go, oh, it'll be hot one day. You know?
Yeah, and here's the pics. Your mum also posed for Playboy too.
Yeah, she did.
And did she, was she, that was a good thing for her? Was she look back and go, God, I was smoking hot.
Oh,
now
yeah, she drops it at every party.
Did she go full frontal though?
No.
Did you?
Yes.
Are you full frontal?
I am. You get paid more and you get, it's not just that. It's honestly the photographer, every model says this.
Yeah.
I wanted to work with the photographer, but legit, he's like, he shoots like French Vogue rather than, it's not very,
Peter Ford
it's not
said,
me with a pearl necklace looking harsh. I haven't seen
Peter
them, Jules.
Peter Ford said you're on your fours.
I don't, yeah, but let's hope that I'm doing it. Oh. I was playing a character, like a stoner.
A dog.
No, a stoner, like down at the beach kind of vibe. That's what it looks like, which is everything I'm not. Because I'm so ADD, but it looked like I was really chill, and it just looks really natural. I thought a bit Blue Lagoon if
what
she
it,
bleached her hair.
What does it feel like to do it?
It doesn't feel normal at all. Like you just know you should have clothes on, but you just roll with it. I just go to a happy place in my head.
How many people were on set as you're doing that?
About six.
Okay.
Who are they?
Nearly all women except for the photographer.
Okay.
And gay men, and then he was straight. The photographer.
Yeah, of course he was.
No, he wasn't sleazy.
If I was in the fashion world, I would say I was gay.
And then just roll up the shoes.
I'm gay. Don't worry, guys.
I'm just here to help you get disrobe.
Yeah. All right. So how much did you get paid? So you said you wouldn't do it for $1 million. Or you said no to $1 million the last time they asked. So you're telling me that this time they've paid you more than $1 million?
No. It's a different deal because of obviously different timing and different contract. Because I was going to do
the
more
radio show,
and because you guys have brought my paid check down. No, I just did a different deal because I wanted a bit of control because it's not that heavy. It's not like leather and black. It's beachish.
Can we just open up the envelope? Let's all pull them out and have a look together.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Here we go.
Okay, beautiful.
Bikinis.
Nice. Bit of bow and arrow bikini work. That's pretty.
Ah,
that's pretty nice.
I gotta look at it.
Holy.
Can we flip it? It's too rude. It's too rude. It didn't feel that rude on the day.
Soph?
I know. Oh, wow. They've airbrushed my... I look like Barbie.
Soph,
I don't even
this?
Have one. I don't even have one. Have you noticed I don't have one? I look like Barbie.
Have one what?
I look like Barbie or Ken.
What have they done to it?
I don't... Well, it's only little anyway.
Oh,
cameltoe.com. Oh, see, I told you I didn't have a camel toe.
Well,
you don't have a toe.
Okay, so wow.
Told you this was my toe. Ben, I know.
These are online right now.
I'm having a cup of coffee with my hair and makeup done and no clothes. I am on fours.
These are.
Why did I do that? Today, when you said that?
todayfm.com.au. Sophie.
Why am I biting cards? I don't even play cards.
Man, you look like a porn star.
I want a motorbike. I don't remember that.
You look like a porn star. This is not like... You said that it was just...
He felt it in my head. I just forget that I've got big boobs.
Was this a different time in your life? Like, would you do this today?
No. But I was... Yeah, in that time I would.
Oh,
I'd
my God.
I probably do it in 6 months.
Your...
I know.
She's holding an ace of clubs and an ace of hearts.
In my mouth.
You're on a motorbike, naked.
I don't remember that one.
You know what?
That doesn't look like very safe.
I don't think that's so bad. The one on the motorbike I think is quite good. That's a really good Playboy kind of shot.
Sophie,
okay?
You're in a tree and someone spray painted on the tree, be free, and you're just out and proud. I was going to say, hey, can can you sign one of these and I'll give it to my dad? But my mum would rip that up.
Can I say, Sophie, it is good to see you with one shot of you standing in a tree because there had to be some bush somewhere.
All right. Todayfm.com.au. Have a look at the pics.
Far out. So I've got warm nipples in one. You. I know. Why didn't they put air conditioning on? Clearly it was warm.
Sophie, so I can't believe this is going to be, this will be online forever. Like, you know those sex...
Okay, I know. I'm never going to have a son, am I? I'm going to make him gay. I'm going to ruin any kid's life.
Sophie, you can see almost everything.
No, you can see everything. That's what it looks like.
I was scared I'd be turned on.
You know the funny thing is, there's a photo of Sophie on all fours on a bed, and in the background there's like an old transistor radio, but it looks like it's coming out of your ass. It's like it's parked in your bum crack.
She's been pulling radio out of her ass all year. All right, have a look at the videos online today, fm.com.au. Wow, Sophie, you know we can't go back.
It's my birthday suit. I was born in it.